Oh, Lord.
It's bath time. I'm downloading Twitter. I was going to use Twitter as a feature where you can just do audio. Have you seen that?
That's pretty cool. I don't know if that's a Musk thing or what, but Twitter now can do video, live, or audio only live.
I'm drinking mushroom tea, listening to Spotify Shuffle, recording myself, broadcasting, and taking a bath. This is Jack Johnson. Good choice, Spotify Shuffle. This guy lives in Hawaii. He just released some really cool songs, too. Maybe his best album. So what's the deal with Joseph? Who the hell was that guy anyway? God damn. Hey. Come on. Time doesn't heal. No, not at all. Just stand still while we fall and are out of love again. I doubt I'm gonna win you back. You got eyes like that for that again. Always looking out. This is my favorite song by Jack Johnson. I like this one for years. It's got a cool live version too on Spotify. Oh, yeah. I'll sing a little and then I'm gonna say whatever's in my head. Time doesn't heal. No, not at all. Just stand still while we are and are out of love again. I doubt I'm gonna win you back. And you got eyes like that on that again. Always looking out. And my voice is a little bit raw. I sang pretty hard last night, or this morning, for half hour or so. So yeah, I grew up with the Bible. I'm going to Christian school. I was born and raised in it. And went to seminary. And it's just, I don't believe all the Bible. I believe parts of it are wrong, parts of it are right. And I see a much different story than most people see. I think my dad kind of compared himself to Joseph and me to Jesus. And I was houseless for some years. And I stopped believing. Funny how Jesus went homeless and stopped believing in his parents' faith. And yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. Jesus
Jesus said, I'd rather live outside than listen to you and practice your religion and carpentry and beauty. But Joseph doesn't. Oh, but of course the Christian spin is, you know, when Jesus turned 30, he hit the street. It was time for his outdoor ministry. But that's not how I see it. I think he had a falling out. And I think he left. Remember, he tried to run away when he was a kid. I think his parents told him bits and pieces about the truth about his biological father, and he didn't think that his father was actually God in heaven, at least not after he got old enough to drive a car. I know they didn't have cars. But you know what I mean? I debated an atheist who had a lot of amazing things and insights that I didn't think of. Dan Barker, Freedom from Religion Foundation. He saw Jesus in the Bible totally different than the way I'd ever seen it before. But the Bible says that Jesus stayed back and his parents, his family, went to Jerusalem for the holy holidays or something or other. He said, he was, why are you worried about me? You know, I'm here about my father's business, kind of thing. So I think maybe his father was a priest. And he wanted some answers. And he said, I'm going to stay here until I get him. I don't think he was some kind of wonder kid or whatever. He was lied to by his mom and his stepdad. And I'm divorced. I wonder if divorced people have a different perspective of Mary. And if especially divorced people with a kid. Because it looks way fucking different. There's not a lot of evidence about Herod's decree to go and kill all these little babies in Israel. A lot of things the Bible claims, there's only biblical evidence, not extra biblical evidence. And that's one of them. And it sounds like to me that she just ran off at this kid. And that she had some friends and knew some people in Egypt and some Arabs, Palestinians, whatever. Because he was born in Bethlehem, which is Palestinian roads. I've been there twice. Then she took him and Joseph off to Egypt, which is 99% Muslim, it's Arab. Then they came back and moved up country, up north to Nazareth. Nazareth is also Palestinian roads. So Jesus is Jew. Doesn't sound that Jewy to me. How about you? Barker thought that his dad was rich, actually, and he was feeding him money while he was outside and supporting him, keeping him alive. Joseph might have known that the old prophets of the great were all outdoorsy, you know, Elijah, David. All those people, they didn't live inside in fancy houses. You know, if they're a king, they did, Solomon and King David. But most of the Bible writers were homeless. Or at least they certainly didn't have a house like we think of a house. Which is an interesting word study. Look at house and home in the Old Testament and see what you find. Home in particular. Not the same thing. It's weird that I was taught that Joseph might have died, might have been an older man, and that was maybe why he wasn't at Jesus' crucifixion, or why he didn't come to see Jesus when he was homeless, and his brothers and mom did. And that's one theory. Joseph and Jesus also could have hated his guts and told him to go to hell, or he could have killed him too. He could have been on the run, living outside because he killed him. Or he could have went outside and then decided to kill him. I haven't heard a Christian church teach too much on the inheritance aspect of Jesus' life. But you know, inheritances go to children, and the firstborn male is a big deal, especially in the past. And Joseph, they say, was older, and they think he had other kids, and he had legitimate kids that were actually his. So Jesus wouldn't have gotten much of an inheritance from him, if anything. And Jesus might have not known that until he got older. Maybe Joseph said that when he was 20 years old or whatever, and Jesus said, oh shit, really? I'm out of here. Or something like that. Or maybe Jesus knew when he was a kid that I just didn't respect him, he didn't want to stick around. Because, I mean, it's pretty serious if you reject your father's religion. There's no evidence of carpentry at all. Jesus doesn't make any parables about wood making or anything like that. And you would think if he was a carpenter, that he, you know, and he's talking to him, has all these stories as a storyteller, he would have at least one story about making wood, something. Like the only time he even mentions something that is related to carpentry is when he says, when you have your hand on the plow, don't look back, and you're not fit for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Which might indicate he was not a carpenter and didn't even want to think about it. So Joseph might not have wanted to teach him, or maybe somebody else, or he might have, Jesus maybe didn't want to learn it. I don't know if I'll ever lose my faith in God, but definitely have no faith in a Christian. And saying that you believe in a God of the gaps is, used to be a bad thing, but I don't know if that's a bad thing. I don't go try to stick God in all these gaps. I think if God exists, God does not really want a personal relationship with everybody. I think if God exists, God expects people to have a clear. Or I think God expects people to do whatever in the hell they want, because this life is so meaningless compared to heaven. If God is eternal, heaven is eternal, and this life on earth is 50 to 100 years or whatever. This is absolutely nothing. This is bullshit. And maybe God, maybe that's how God treats it. It's bullshit. See, I used to say, and I still think, you know, I can't be an atheist, like a strong atheist, because I don't have that kind of information. I don't know if God's on the dark side of the moon. Maybe I should ask China. I don't know if God's outside the solar system. I don't have these kinds of answers. So, I was taught that agnostic is a lame, dumb position, where that it's really not. I know we don't want to say, I don't know. But when it comes to God and creation and the Creator, it's okay. It's okay to say, I don't know. It's funny, when I was houseless, I thought, and I stopped being a Christian, I actually considered Judaism for a couple of days, and then I considered Islam for a couple of days, and then I kind of landed on polytheism, but not really stuck to it. Because, you know, when you strip away Jesus, you kind of revert to something different that looks a lot like maybe Judaism, and then you go, no, you strip it away and go, maybe Islam. And they're like, nah. And then, if you live it outside, and you see how everything looks so piecemeal, you see how this earth might be billions of years old, you see how some things look perfected, some things are in transition, some things work for a while, some things stop, some things started. It doesn't exactly look like one creator did all of this at once. Looks like a whole lot of gods who might have been doing a lot of things over a long period of time, tinkering, adding, subtracting. How do we know? Seriously, nobody knows. No theists can tell me one god did something and many gods didn't do it. No, they don't have that information. I know they said, you know, or they say or imply whatever, that polytheism is for like savages, basically, you know, and monotheism is like cultivated, you know, highbrow, more intelligent, more evolved. But that doesn't satisfy me. And it sounds like a bunch of rich people in houses. I haven't spent years outside. We've been indoctrinated with the Bible, Judeo-Christianity. There's been an agenda to make us think and feel a certain way, even about God. And most people have no hope, no chance of changing or evolving. It's how they grew up, it's how their parents are, it's how they want to be. It really takes a person to get shaken to stop believing, or to analyze why you believed in the first place. And that's exactly what happened to me. I was born again at age 7. And I grew up living in the fundamentalist fog. And then when I got older, some very tragic things happened to me. And it opened my eyes after I got highly educated in the scriptures. And here I am. I am not for the Bible. I think people should get rid of Bibles. Toss them straight in the garbage. You're welcome. Try it. Try it for a year. I stopped praying. I healed my own wounds, real bad wounds too. I got off the street, zero prayers. See, I used to say that the claims in the Bible that were verifiable gave credibility to the unverifiable claims. But I stopped saying that because I don't think that's true anymore. I also was told when I was a little kid that there were older people that had much greater knowledge about God and more faith and knew secret things and that could prove that God exists. And when I got older, I found out that wasn't true. To my satisfaction. So if you, Jesus never said he was God. So I don't believe a lot of the claims that people say Jesus said. And some of the things in the Bible that are attributed to Jesus, I don't think Jesus said either. Jesus never wrote anything in the Bible. I think some groups, people had some vested interests that they tried to thrust into the Bible to keep them in positions of power. I think the restoration of Peter sounds like bullshit. You know, if the resurrection's bullshit. If the resurrection didn't happen, then the restoration didn't happen because it happened afterwards. And the seven churches in Revelation and first three chapters are in Turkey, and it sounds like six of them paid for ads and one of them bounced a check. If this sounds revolutionary, then it just goes to show how much you've been lied to. I have a PhD in biblical studies. I've studied Greek and Hebrew. You're there, boy. Religion and Christianity, they do a whole hell of a lot of small damage and they do good. The only good thing that I ever got out of it was the social aspect, I guess, but also the singing, you know, warm fuzzies. But, you know, my personal prayer life, when I pray for intangible qualities, peace, love, joy, patience, really hard for about maybe 6 years, 5-6 years, between 20 and 26, rather. I needed a lot of personality traits, I thought, that I didn't have, so I think I changed my personality during that time and acquired some better traits. But I don't think the Bible will have anything to do with it, except for giving me a list of spiritual gifts and whatever that I could pray for. I think I got those because I went through those. Period. Check out the Jefferson Bible. Jefferson had a Bible that he stripped away all of the supernatural stuff out of it. The story goes that he was trying to evangelize the Native Americans and they weren't buying it. And so he got rid of all of the miracles and supernatural stuff in it and gave it to them. And then they started doing it. Who was that? My baby don't care. This was a diverse group of songs by the Shuffle Room.
empty. 30-minute baths. So I have 5 more minutes and I'm done.
This is salt bath. Just for good health. And you're rid of the salt. This is an instrumental song by Craig Chiquiso. Yeah, a whole lot more Christians need to come out and say they're wrong and just quit. And it's happening. I just read a Gallup poll yesterday and how religion in America has gone way, 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 way down. Over the last few decades, people identifying as religious have dropped a lot, and people have identified as unbelievers and no religion have increased a lot. Now, 35% Protestant, around 22% Catholic, and 21% no faith. Which is amazing, because this used to be atheists were in the single digits. Protestants were around the 60-70 percentile. Catholics pushing 30. But I see it. I see why. Shit doesn't work, you know. It's counterproductive. It brings harm. Puts people in a bad position. Prepares them to lose. It's all about failure. Sad thing is Christians fail everybody because they fail God knowingly, and then they go ahead and fail everybody else too because they're trying to please God, which is a wacky set of behaviors that screw everybody else. You know, if Christians can justify eating meat, burning gasoline, burning coal, rubbing weird synthetic chemicals on their body, and all the other shit they do that looks like the world, why even bother? Sometimes I wish I would have had a different start, but on the other hand, at least I'm happy that I took it to the extreme to see if it was true or not. If I didn't follow it to a T with all my heart, then I would always wonder what would have happened if I would have. You know what I mean? I would have been like, well, maybe I just didn't follow it correctly, I didn't follow the instructions, maybe I didn't know how, or I was too weak, or a bad follower, and that's why this stuff didn't work. That's not the case. I guess, and somebody like me would be a rare case where people would say, well, that, like Job or whatever, you know, it's God just rewarding you with trials to make you a better person. And you know what? Sure, whatever. It's my reward for following this dumb book. Day and night, passionately, for decades, is for it not to work, and the promises not to be true, and for other people not to follow it, and screw me, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I don't think so. And the sad and pathetic thing is, if it all works out as planned, Revelation is a big, giant shit show, where the whole entire world gets destroyed, and there's mass death and suffering and all. And there's a lot of self-fulfilling prophets out there that don't give a shit and they'll make it come true and they'll try. A lot of people give up. Obese people think they're going to get a new body. They don't care. That was my mom. And she died 21 years younger than her mom. Her mom lived 21 years more than her. All right. I'm done.
Adios.